Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
For any of your garage door needs, such as purchase, install, or service and repairs, Harold's Garage Doors is your one-stop shop in North Mississippi. Don't let a faulty garage door disrupt your day. Call Harold's Garage Doors today at 662-223-0748.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Welcome to that Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, Super Talk Mississippi, and we're just going to have some fun today. This is going to be a handyman show that's a little different than most. We've got a guest kicking right off. It's a newbie for us. I don't think she's been on the show before, but we know her pretty well. It's Nellie Neal with Garden Mama, and good morning, Garden Mama.
Good morning, buddy. Good morning.
How are you today?
Beautiful day.
Oh,
beautiful
man.
Day.
Yeah, the sun's not shining yet, but it's still pretty darn nice.
No, it's still nice. It's not a hurricane. It's not a drought. It's, we have lots of things to be happy about.
Well, the reason I brought Nellie on, and the reason Garden Mama and I want to talk a little bit, is because one of my sponsors does foundation repair, and it's slab foundation repair. And his big claim that he always talks about is how much, really, landscape and trees and all of that really affects not only foundations but house building. And as you said, I think you said during the break, landscape architects really don't get together very often with architects.
Don't talk to one another in the way that they should.
Right.
When you walk through a landscape architecture studio, in for instance, at a university, there's not anybody there. There's people saying, worry about the slope and figure out the exposures. And
sure.
I mean, it's all very technical, important stuff. But it still comes down to leaving the space right around the house clear for all the work that has to be done on the house and all of the ways it needs to be preserved, including that foundation.
Including that. And lately, some of the newer houses that I've seen that are really supposed to be spectacular have like as much as maybe 2 foot of stone all the way around the house as
I've
a perimeter.
That. I've seen
and,
that.
And to me, that just is such a great thought.
I like it.
I do, too.
My parents had gravel around theirs, you know.
Yeah. So. Whatever works.
They did that in parts of theirs, partly because the way the gutters worked, it was better. Otherwise, we ended up with, you know, a different situation. But one of the things that we don't think about oftentimes, we always talk about curb appeal. We're always trying to get that front to look a little better, especially... Yeah. You know, you might be trying to sell the house, but on the other hand, you might just be having relatives over for the holiday. You know, you'd like it to look nice, you know.
You do like
so,
it to look nice.
So, you know, you need to think about these things, and too often we think of it as a spinach. So if you know, that's in other words, something that's going to just run along the front of the house.
Yeah.
And if it's too close to the house, not only does it not grow well, it doesn't really show the house off, makes it look too little, makes it look crowded.
It sure does.
And so those are all pieces that I don't think necessarily the two halves of that equation work on together.
So it's a matter of, hey, let's communicate, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way things go. You architects and landscape architects need to get together and discuss the situation as to what would be
and
best.
Then we get to people like me who do different odd things to their old houses, and all of it has to be reorganized each time you do that stuff.
Fun.
I was talking with someone who's on the Fondren Garden Tour with me on my show now. Brenda was with me, and they have a beautiful patio and stonework and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we were talking about at another point in time how much all of that affects everything else.
It really
does.
Affect
it affects your drainage. It affects your the temperature in the place. It affects everything.
So much so. I think we've got. Okay. You say yeah. Yeah. All right. Tony's with us. Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation Repair. And good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
Hello, buddy, and hello, Nell.
Good morning.
This is unusual. I am enjoying you joining us because Buddy knows that I'm always trying to get in this early spot directly to catch your listeners about trees and drainage and many things we're all talking about. Buddy knows I have a technical degree, and I even took my structural soils class from a Vicksburg kernel engineer way back when. So it's I'm interested in soils and the effect of the of things that agitate those soils.
And there's so many different types of soils here in Mississippi that really can affect just building, period.
Right. I was telling Buddy not too long ago we were doing one up near Whole Foods up in North Jackson, and you know those neighborhoods that got so much tight trees, fences, and your neighbor's trees many times can pull the moisture up under a corner, so and drop a corner. The one I was doing there is had already been fixed before, and the what I call the neighbor's trees is my joke. Pull the moisture from under the repair, which is normal to me, and that's why Buddy knows I go dramatically deeper in the ground with handheld equipment, without taking down any fences or heavy loads on the driveway or things like that.
So landscaping really can be detrimental to a foundation by one sucking up too much moisture and all that, and. That's just not good planning.
And let me just tell you that it doesn't always help when they cut the trees down because the roots live, don't they, Tony?
Yes. Yes. I've told folks, many old-time stump grinders will tell you that certain species, the roots are always trying to regenerate.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Wow. You mean even after a stump grinder comes through and kills all the stump and goes all the way down, the roots are still there and still actually active?
There's life under that soil. There's life under that foundation. And those guys are trying to get busy. They, you know, you really, it's hard to stop growth.
Yes.
And at times it's very difficult.
Yeah. Well,
By the way, buddy, I may have told you, and now I took a course under two Texas A&M structural engineers, and all we talked about, believe it or not, was trees. And the one I was on, I was talking about in North Jackson, the neighbor was telling me how the neighbor had a lot of tallows, and I reminded him that was in the top three. The pecan pulls the most water. The willow pulls number two, and tallow is number three.
And we might be willing to put up with the pecans because they have other benefits, but the tallow trees are nothing but a pain, and they're invasive. They're not even allowed to be planted in many places.
What is a tallow tree?
Chinese tallow popcorn tree.
Okay.
You've seen them. They're beautiful purple foliage in the fall with the white seed pods.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, those white seed pods choke up waterways and destroy the habitat for everything that lives there. So,
oh great.
Because they're so aggressive in their propagation.
Right. Like kudzu.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're sort of the woody form of that.
Yeah.
There's nothing here that eats them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Have you run into that before, Donnie?
Well, I don't know trees like she knows trees. I have live oaks in my front yard and backyard, and I'm always telling folks on the phone, look at your roots above the ground, and why do we have more roots going towards the house than we do to the street? So it seems to be the most productive water, as I call it, is closest to the house foundation.
Huh.
Well, and it's certainly an area that's been cultivated before. You know, you may not have cultivated the front other than to plant a lawn, but that whole establishment of the foundation and whatnot has regarded a lot of soil work.
Right.
And that, in turn, makes it possible for the roots to say, oh, look, we can go over here.
It's easier.
And it does change. Well, yes. It changes the macro and microbiota in there, too, so that, in turn, you end up with more places for roots to grow.
So trees are all like us.
Always looking for the easiest way.
work easier, always. Smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And even on my own home, buddy, I may have told you, I couldn't get out of my front door after my wife reminded me the door was sticking. And I had to go pick up the front of my house because those live oaks were pulling that moisture. And it was a safety hazard. I couldn't get out the front door.
Wow.
And so
it's just moisture under the house.
Well, and the sheet already told me the previous summer, shall we say, the winter comes by, the door is smooth as silk. The second summer, I can't get out the door. So because it as I tell people, you know, these foundation situations, they don't improve on their own.
Yeah,
they get worse each year. And
we can say that about a lot of things, can't we?
Wait a minute.
My cornbread's not getting any better. I'm going to have to fix it. I mean, it's just true.
But you know
what else people don't realize is how big the root system is of a tree. Your live oaks, those roots are bigger than your lot, probably. I mean, you know, there's a lot of square feet in roots.
Yeah, I have a lot of oaks in the back of my house, and I have also an oak in front of my house, so I have a lot of roots going under there. But my question is there a whole lot of difference between roots for an oak tree and roots for a pine tree?
That's a tough one, isn't it? Pine trees tend to be more tap-rooted, but because oak trees, I mean, the reason that we see oak trees usually are the ones that fall over and they're like 40 feet tall and the roots are 10 maybe at the most, because they just tip over and they do rip themselves out. So they have one deep root, but most of their roots are farther out.
Yeah.
Pines, though, usually have a tap root.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why they're so beloved, and also part of the reason why they tend, you can cut them down all you want to, but they'll come back up.
Yeah, they don't go away.
Mm-hmm. And Nell, I was going to, I told a buddy, I was going to tell you this. In my 38 years in business, and I'm on the site with my crew, I've never dug up a rose bush. In fact, I've actually told the man, I said, now we're going to shift this over where we have to shift this support over, because we're not going to dig up this rose bush and have a problem. What I think I know is rose bushes don't replant well. Is that fair?
Usually they don't, because they're not as long-lived as other shrubs in many cases. And for that reason, if you have a 10-year-old rose and you dig it up, it's probably 50-50 whether it will survive. But if you dig up a 10-year-old azalea, it's much more likely to make it because it's longer-lived in the first place.
Okay, then maybe that's where I'm getting that from, because I told the man, we'll get shot. We start digging rose bushes up, we're going
to
get shot.
Well, and a lot of times people are much more attached to their roses than they are to something else.
Yes, indeed. Some people just really dwell on growing roses in all different colors.
Or anything like that. If you have a particular flower or somebody gave you the plant or whatever those reasons are, the people who come to work in your yard have to really be aware of all of that. I've been the one that had to explain to the lady how come my guy used the string trimmer and cut down her tree. It was a baby tree she had raised from a seed. Well, she didn't mark it.
Yeah.
You have to put something over it if you don't want my guys to come in there. They don't know.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult thing. The homeowner and the people that work there both have to work together for it to come out successfully.
They really are. And a lot of foundation companies, and Tony, I think you'll agree with this, use large crews and large trucks and make kind of a mess for like a week or 2 weeks at a time. And Atlas Foundation Repair does it with just a pickup truck, a few men, and doesn't really disturb a whole lot of the landscaping around, and can get in and out quickly, and plus do a great job on repairing your foundation.
And buddy, as you know, we go dramatically deeper in the ground, stronger engineering, what we call bridge builder depths. But this is hand carried equipment. That means I don't have to take down any fences or heavy loads. It's all hand carried, and I can work inside of a courtyard. I can even work indoor if it's the right application.
What'd you say about a jail cell? Got you stumped there, huh, Tony?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, what did you say about a jail cell?
No, not jail cell, but indoor. No. But buddy, let me give that 800 number.
Do please.
Operators are standing by. Ready? 800-256-1010. 800-256-1010. And by the way, one of my TV commercials, maybe it was good for me, but it was hard to explain. We always said, preserve the trees through greater depths. Preserve the trees through greater depths. Many times I'm trying to save a tree. If somebody loves a tree and yet the tree is presenting a problem, I'm trying to support dramatically deeper. And that, sincerely, that might be 50, 60, 70 feet deep in the ground.
Yeah.
Without driving on the grass. Right. So we're trying to be neat and strong engineering with a $1 billion backup. It's a factory backup. We manufacture for the electric companies coast to coast.
Well, Tony, I appreciate the time you're spending with us. And Atlas Foundation Repair does a great job. Number 800-256-1010. The information is so useful, and people are need to understand that they need to take care of their foundation, because that really is the basis of how well their house is going to survive in the future. So, Tony, I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
And I appreciate it.
And thank you, Neil.
All right. And you just have yourself a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Yeah. Now, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's important that we consider the whole house.
Yeah.
People move in and they see one crack over the bathroom wall and they think, you know.
Yeah.
Well, next year there's going to be several more than that if you don't pay attention. And it's part of knowing how it can be done, knowing it can be done in close order, I think that gives Tony the advantage in many cases.
Yeah, the more dangerous thing rather than a straight crack is a crack that runs at an angle. And those are the more dangerous type cracks.
It's like when you see bricks separating and that sort of thing.
It's always at an angle.
Yeah,
it's crazy at an angle. But Saturdays around here just a great time.
It's a good time for you and Lance, and a good time for me and Lance.
We just have a really good time.
We're really lucky. We get to do things. We get to have events. I'm happy to use the opportunity here to, before we bump out, to say that folks need to join me October 5th, Saturday morning, at Fondren Yard for the kickoff of the Fondren Garden Tour here in Jackson. I don't get to show off my neighborhood very much, but I'm looking forward to this.
Well, Fondren is, there's something special about Fondren.
We've worked really hard to make it that way. It's like anything else. It looks easy. It's not.
Well, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's not an easy thing to do in the city of Jackson, and it's just a credit to the people who have made Fondren what it is.
Well, you got to decide what you're going to do, and we've planted ourselves kind of deeply in Fondren. We're staying.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
We stay, and thank you very much. I appreciate you being here with us, wanting to take some extra time, your time, to be here with us. Thank
certainly,
you, Nelly.
Certainly.
All right. Take a short break. Coming up very shortly, and we've got Thomas Channel with Family Termite is going to be on board. We'll talk about him in a little bit. So stick with us. Buddy Slowick, Handyman Show, right here at Bill, Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few.
Destroy your inhibitions right here today. Low down, slow down, keep you low down in that forget way.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News. Your news all the time. On air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
Open Season Properties has a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority, whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Go to openseasonproperties.com to learn more.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Take my money, my cigarettes.
take me to the river for sure. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi, Bill in Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. My guest this segment is Thomas Trammell with Family Termite. And good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm really doing well, thank you. Are you on your way to a game?
What?
Are you driving?
No, I'm out. I'm just outside.
Oh, I thought you were on the way to a football game somewhere.
No. I have an appointment this morning, but I'm doing that after we get done with the radio show. Got to go do some work.
Oh, wow. Well, a lot of people are working today. I saw a whole bunch of trucks of people that I know that are driving around working this morning on a Saturday, which is unusual on this kind of a Saturday. I thought I was the only person that worked on a Saturday, Lance and I. But who knows? I guess you have to work. That's the way it is.
Well, the bugs don't take a day off, so you have to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, I really have to keep going. Are you going to a specific problem, or is it just a general maintenance situation?
Nope, got a customer that has some termites and asked me to come out and look. Today was the only day they had off work, so today's the day I'm going to look.
Well, yeah, they if they can see that they think they have termites already, they probably do. So I think it's a good idea to go out and take a look and just see what needs to be done. But if they do have termites, it's only a problem if the termites have already created some damage. Otherwise, you can fix the situation. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, we can fix the situation with the termites even if they have created some damage. And on this house, they've sent me some pictures, and it looks as though there is some damage.
Yeah.
This house was treated back in 2000, and it hasn't had any inspections or treatment done since then, and it looks as though there may have been some activity since it was treated originally. The customer company that treated it did not offer a renewal contract to keep the house under contract to keep it inspected on a yearly basis.
Right.
And the customer didn't know, and so now they know, and they're going to get it taken care of.
Yeah, termites or just basically insect prevention is something we need to really pay attention to with our homes, because if we don't regularly do some sort of treatment or some sort of care for them, we're going to have a problem.
That's correct. And how often do homeowners, or yourself included, and myself in my own home, how often do you walk around and look at all the walls, like every inch of the wall, check all your baseboards and your windowsills and your window casings and your crown molding? And I can tell you it's not often at all.
Yeah,
and having an inspection done once a year really helps to, not just for termites, but for water issues. A small water leak can take years before you start to notice it.
Sure.
And having somebody that's in there checking every year for moisture, checking for conducive areas that would cause termites, are going to find problems before they become termites.
Yeah, and that's so important, that taking care of something before it really happens, because you see that it's going to happen, is really the way we should run our homes, and not necessarily do. A lot of people, as you said earlier, I probably don't do it enough, you probably don't do it enough, and so I'm sure most of the listening public doesn't do it enough either.
Preventative maintenance can save you tens of thousands of dollars in repairs for the things in your homes. And there's so many companies out there that offer preventative maintenance, and I hate to get out of just insects, but I mean even for your appliances, your air conditioning, HVAC systems, those things, preventative maintenance can save you tens of thousands of dollars in repairs and replacements and damages over the long term.
Yeah, particularly if you're talking about something like HVAC. I mean, here we are off topic a little bit, but at any rate, it does need maintenance because it's a mechanical piece of equipment, and it's going to be used a lot, and it needs to have regular maintenance. And it's the same with termites and bugs.
Tying into that HVAC, the non-mechanical, the non-moving parts of your HVAC system, you have insulation and you have ductwork, and over time, those areas can become weak, joints can loosen, and then you have condensation from that ductwork that's either in the attic or it's under the home, and that condensation builds and causes a conducive area for termites and other insects and animals and all kinds of and mold and fungi. It's just a plethora of things that can lead from not having that preventative maintenance
right.
not being done on your home.
Yeah. I don't know. You may even know what I'm talking about right now, what I'm going to get to. And Lance brought this up as well, and I just want to see what you have to say about it, even if you've said this before. I don't know if it was you or not. But we were talking about how ants love to get around condenser units outside and get inside them and create a problem. And Lance came up, what was it, Cajun Brown or something? What was it, Lance?
I have a picture of it. I'll get it up and get the name in just a second. Yeah.
Okay, there's some sort of a product they can put on there that'll actually coat it and prevent that from happening. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Yeah, there are a lot of different products. I don't know exactly which one that you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of different products that you can put out. In fact, something as simple as a placement pad under the external HVAC unit can help prevent a lot of things, because what happens on the outside, that is it's a shell, and it holds moisture, and it provides housing, and which are all things that insects need.
Sure.
And ants love those things, and if you put a pad placement under the HVAC system, they're relatively inexpensive. They can be done after the installation is done. I mean, if you go out to your outside unit now at your home, that thing can be picked up and you can slide a placement pad under it, which creates a space. And most of them have ridges for drainage so that water doesn't stay in the bottom of that casement and attract insects and other pests.
Well, does a placement pad lift it up a hair, maybe an inch or so, and drain that way? I mean, I don't understand.
It's about that you can get different sizes, but they're anywhere from an inch and a half to 4 inches tall.
Yes.
And it's just a plastic pad that's got ridges in the top of it that get the unit off of the ground, off of the dirt.
Right.
And allow drainage and stuff to go out. It also helps with keeping your maintenance up with weed eating. Everybody hates weed eating around their outside air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
This gives you a nice solid platform, a barrier.
Uh-huh.
It makes it easier to keep the lawn care and stuff around the unit itself done, and you don't have grass and stuff growing up into your fins and all that on your outside unit. That's an advantage, but it also keeps it nice and clean so you don't get insects and other pests, snakes and lizards and all that kind of stuff that like to get up in those things.
Right, right. You were talking earlier about walking around the house. Well, I did that this past week. I think it was yesterday. I walked around the house, and the things I found leaning on my house were, like, very surprising. I really need to do some work out there. It's getting that time of year, but we really do need to keep the nothing should be leaning against the walls or the foundation of our home. It needs to be totally, totally, totally clean, because there's no sense making an interstate for the insects to get into your hose.
Even if something as simple as rolling up your water hose.
Yeah.
Your outside water hoses. Make sure they're rolled up. You just try and get them off the ground.
Yeah.
You know, have them rolled up and put them on a water hose reel or in a container pot, you know, a water hose pot. But getting them off the ground so that they don't make a barrier that holds water.
Yeah, that holds water.
Water is the moisture. Is the number one causing problem of home problems in the world.
Yeah,
moisture creeping in is what gets you. And that attracts everything from water damage to insects to pest to erosion. It causes foundation issues. Moisture is the issue.
Yeah, water never stops trying to get into your home. Lance found that thing. What is it, Lance?
It is called permethrin, permethrinsfr, is the product.
And it's a product that
it is a liquid, and basically you mix it, you know, in a pump sprayer, and then spray it all over your air conditioning unit and any intakes and let it dry. And I have not seen one bug. And all the guys I hunt with, which is no small amount, and they swear by this stuff, and so far the dirt daubers and frogs and wasps have stayed away. You know, and it's
ever heard anything like that, Thomas?
Permethrin is a good insecticide for a plethora of different insects, depending on what kind of chemical it is, what kind of chemical label that it has. It'll have different insects listed on it. Permethrin in itself is a very short-lasting chemical. So something with, bifenthrin or sepermethrin or difluzinate, all of those chemicals are longer-lasting chemicals that work just as well as permethrin, but they put a longer-lasting effect. They have adjuvants inside the chemicals that help to make them stick to solid surfaces, make them hold up to the sun and the rain and those things a little bit better. But permethrin is a really good product. It's a great product. We use it all the time. It's what we call like an instant kill chemical.
Yeah.
So it gives instant kill, but it doesn't leave a long residual.
Okay. What would you recommend other than that, Thomas, as well? Obviously, that's a solid product, but you said that there's maybe a longer-lasting one out there with some other additives that would make it stick to these slicker, hard surfaces. What is another one that you would that maybe we could buy, you know, out there in the world?
Absolutely. There is a product that you can buy that lasts for a very long, significant time as far as chemicals go, Bifen-IT. I'm not affiliated with the product. It is a product that we use in the professional world, but at your local co-op, you can go and pick it up and put it out on your own house, and it mixes up 1 ounce per 1 gallon. That thing will give you between 90 and 170 days of residual, depending on the weather. And if you have hurricane-type weather coming in, you're going to get closer to 90 days out of it than you will the 170 days. But Bifen-IT, so Bifen-IT.
Okay. Excellent.
Good.
Great information.
That's very good information, Thomas. I appreciate that. And while we're at it, let's get some phone numbers for you. And how do people get in touch with a family termite to get some of your great service that's going on, including the crazy man who works on Saturdays?
they can reach us by phone at 601-933-1014. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those things at family-termite. And you can reach us online at www.family-termite.com.
All right. Well, man, you've given us so much great information, and I just appreciate you sharing that with us. But wish you luck on your little expedition this morning and going out and looking at a situation. And that's great that you're doing it on a Saturday, and I'd love to hear that. But Family Termite, great, great company. Give them a call. You'll be happy you did. They will take care of your insect or environmental needs, whatever they may be. Thomas, anything you need to say before we cut out?
Just make sure that you get your house inspected every year. Don't care what company it's with. Make sure somebody's coming out checking it and checking that out. That's going to give you the greatest chance that you can possibly have to making sure that that you don't get tons and tons of termites in your house.
Well, I want to say this in dealing with your guys on the real estate side. Look, if you've got a termite question or you need an inspection for termites, call Family Termite. I'm partial, but at the same time, professionally, I've dealt with these guys. They're on time. They're courteous. They know what they're doing, and you can tell that they have a great, great boss. So call Family Termite first.
All right. Thomas, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you, man, being part of what we're doing here at Super Talk. Thank you. I appreciate Family Termite.
Thank you, buddy. Y'all have a great day.
You too. All right. Family Termite, really a great, great company. And
I mean that sincerely. These guys are great, professional, courteous, on time. They do the job the way they're supposed to do it, and they do it as if they're coming into your home,
yep,
into your stuff,
yep,
and they realize that. And that's very important in the world today because you don't really know a lot of times who's coming in there. You may be gone. You may not be there.
Exactly.
I can tell you, you're not going to have any issues with these guys.
Well, in this day and age, there's so many people in this in any industry as far as working in your home and being in the service industry. But when you take the whole group of them, and let's just say there's a group of them, and you say that's 100%, I would dare say that, golly, 40% are really honest and pure and true. Is that a good number? I don't know.
Well, let's go with that. That sounds nice and official.
It
sounds good to me.
What I'm saying is I really don't believe that a lot of them really have a total understanding of what they're about to get into. And that can create major problems. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Going to take a short break and be back in just a few minutes. Don't you go away. Bill, the Mississippi Studios, Buddy Slowick right here with you.
True, but I'd bring you to a slow down. You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it.
We're just getting to the bottom of this.
Gallo.
Every single morning from 6 till 9.
Super Talk Mississippi.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm.
Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Before that guy started singing, I thought you were just playing guitar there.
These guys are amazing. go back a long way. Beanland, Oxford, Mississippi. The name Beanland came from a street that the guys lived on.
Wow.
And there were some great bands that were around Oxford in that era in the 90s, late 90s. Kudzu Kings, Beanland, Cardinal Fluff. I mean, just if you go back and type in some of those names and get to some of the music, it's amazing. And they're amazing guys.
Yeah.
They're immensely talented. Most of them are like professors and stuff, you know, nowadays.
But yeah.
You know, they're amazing. I mean, really, like JoJo Herman, those guys, Widespread Panic keyboardist. And, I mean, just such an amalgamation of talent up there during that late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorites. I mean, anytime they would play around Oxford, even if it was a reunion, I was there.
Did you learn anything up at Oxford?
No. I got a couple of degrees to show for that.
And he says, no. Did you have a good time up at Oxford?
That's 21 years in Oxford definitely had its fair share of ups and very few downs. So, you
know, yeah. Most people
but not many.
Most people end up going to State or Oxford, come back saying, wow, what a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I got my learning in. I did do enough to get degreed and, you know, set out into the real world.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I'm glad they didn't have TikTok and Twitter and Instagram.
Really?
And I was listening to Cooper Manning talk about some stories his freshman year at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And he was just a few years older than me. And I remember that era. And, you know, I'm so happy that I didn't get caught doing dumb things because I did dumb things. And you know, we kind of had a different world we grew up in, where you didn't have everything instantly.
That's right. Instantly.
Instantly publicized. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm very thankful that you always want to be younger, you know, but also I'm so happy of the time I did grow up.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't know if I would be without bars in front of me at the moment or something. Who knows?
I wonder if everybody kind of feels that way, because I feel like I like the time I grew up in, which was earlier than then, but still I enjoyed it very, very much. It was a great, great period of time.
I can't stand it when I hear people talk bad about the 80s and 90s. I loved the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
I was a kid, and then into my teens, going to college, the music, everything just...
It seems like today all they talk about is Instagram and you know, social media of sorts.
I remember when you had to actually go buy a tape. You know, you remember buying records and
tape
tracks and minis and, you know, the 45s and stuff. So, you know, now it's so accessible, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm happy that we have these efficiencies in what we do now, because
right.
it makes us, when we get to our music segment, makes it a lot more fun and easy. you don't have to go back here with a tape and start jamming one in over here and waiting for the. But at the same time, there was something simple and complex at the same time about that stuff.
It was an easier way to live, I guess.
Well, again, working in our industry, and I would even say handyman. I don't know if gardening would apply, but the tools of the trade, things have gotten so much better. You know, it makes jobs quicker, allows us to do things faster. Same time, you look back when you didn't have all that, and there's nostalgia to it. You know, I look back and go, wow, how innocent we were. You know, and now you look at, you know, how much access you have to everything.
And yet we still got stuff accomplished.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got it done.
But again, as you've mentioned, the tools and all of the things that have made building and remodeling so much easier. And even radio has changed.
Yeah, exactly.
So much over the years.
I mean, listening to the stories of the guys have the buckets of carts back there, you know, and the cartridges where you'd have to jam one in. You're playing that while you're jamming the other one in. The end of time. You were a DJ, you know, and we do that here, but more digitally now.
Well, I was producing the Farmer Jim show, and we had a bank of 4 8-track machines on this side and a bank of 4 8-track machines on this side, and all the commercials and all of the music and everything was done by 8-track. Wow. And it was, and you had to kind of pay attention to what was going on.
Oh, definitely. You can get your wires crossed quickly on some of that stuff.
and you
still have some of those challenges, but definitely the world is a much more accessible place today.
And
I love the fact that we have, I remember the tools I grew up working with.
I mean,
there was a screwdriver.
Right.
There was a Phillips head. They had a monkey wrench.
Yeah.
You know, they go get the monkey wrench. And then you'd have to, you know, you had tools like that, you know, and now you have attachments.
Now you have attachments.
Attachments. I can attach something to this power tool and get it done much quicker.
Yeah, and you've got one or two power tools that'll do just about everything. All right, handyman stuff. It's a great time of year, and it should be done at least once a year, as we should be lubricating all of our exterior locks, because the keys don't go in them properly, they don't turn properly, they lock up on us, and it seems like the key's not turning as loosely as it should be. Well, that's just a lack of lubrication. And lubrication is very simply the best lubricant you can use for any sort of lock, whether it's a padlock or a trunk on a car or anything at all, is LPS-1. LPS-1 is a great, it's a spray product. And it works. You spray it on your key, and you stick it in the knob, and you twist it a few times, and you take it out, and you spray it on the key again. And then you put a little hose that comes with it, and you put it inside your key and a keyhole, and you spray a little bit in there, and spray some on the thumb latch as well. It works so well. All of the locks, including your master lock that may be on your gate or whatever, they can all be lubricated with LPS-1. LPS-1 not only lubricates and makes the mechanical systems work better, but also deters moisture. So any sort of moisture buildup whatsoever, LPS-1 will take care of that, and that's what it was born to do. But by cleaning it, they work better, they work easier, and they're mechanical parts, so they actually slide back and forth easier. So lubrication is a great, great, great issue when it comes to taking care of your door locks and even your hinges. You may have some hinges that squeak. I had some hinges that were squeaking one time and really didn't pay attention to them, and then one day I went, you know, that's really bugging me. So, naturally, all you have to do at that point in time is go up to your hinges and spray them with a little LPS-1. And the worst-case scenario is you pull the hinge pin up a hair, and you spray down that hole and spray the hinge pin and put it back in. Your door won't squeak anymore. It works very, 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 very well. So, we'll see what, you know. That I need to lubricate my locks right now. Like I was telling Thomas earlier this week, I had walked around the entire house and was looking at what needed to be done. And one of the things I had noticed for sure was that the locks did need lubricating, because I do have a key that goes into my keyhole very nicely and turns halfway, but won't quite unlock the door, and then it kind of sticks a little bit. And it takes two hands to get that to open all the way. Well, lubrication is going to solve that problem. And I really do think that it's important that we do lubricate our locks and let them kind of do what they're supposed to do rather than be forcing them to do something that they don't want to do. That'll help a lot. Also, it's a good time of year to make sure there's... Oh, golly, it's so important to make sure there's no pine straw or anything built up on your roof shingles. And I want to talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. And we're coming up actually on the music segment, so we'll talk about that after the music segment. But you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, rock and roll handyman, and we do the show each and every Saturday. We'll continue to do that. Coming up, Fox News and local news and some information for you, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away. Handyman Show.
Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Experience the...
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Hi, welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. This is the music segment, and my name is Buddy. We're at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we're going to do a little music for a little while. We do just a little bit every Saturday because it's kind of fun, but I thought we'd do something different this week. One of my favorite groups I listen to kind of regularly is a group called Larkin Poe, and Larkin Poe is just a couple of females. They're sisters. They were in a group for a long time called the Lavelle Sisters, and Jessica left the group 21 years ago. Jessica left, and Larkin Poe was born, and Larkin Poe was left with Rebecca and on guitar, and Megan on slap steel, and then a band behind them. And they are tremendous, by the way. They are absolutely tremendous. But also what they put out is sometimes sitting at home, they will play a song and put it on YouTube or wherever you may find it. And some of this stuff is absolutely fantastic. Now, because it is at home and they're only using like one mic, and whether Rebecca plays an electric guitar, an acoustic guitar, and Megan plays her slide steel, it's only one mic, so it doesn't have all the studio gear to stop some of the clipping and some of the distortion that may happen, but it is so good, it's worth listening to. So here's Megan and Rebecca Lovell, that's Larkin and Poe, doing a cover by Aerosmith called Crying. It's worth listening to. Listen to this deal.
So broken hearted, luck wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, 'cause me and them ways have parted. That kind of love was the killing kind. say. Partners in crime, we got that certain something that you give to me.
Like I said, it's different, but it's so good. I mean, I just really enjoy listening to them a lot, Larkin and Poe. A great, great, great group. Well, the next person is Cheryl Wheeler, and people are going, what? Well, there's a folk scene in New England with people like Tom Rush and Jonathan Edwards and Jesse Winchester, who has passed away since by now. But a lot of people are involved in this folk scene in Massachusetts and New England, and Cheryl Wheeler is a Massachusetts folk singer, and she did a song called When Fall Comes to New England, and it's just worth listening to. And it was sent to me by one of our regular listeners in Starkville. He sent it to me about a year ago, and I'm just now playing it on the air because it's really worth listening to. It's kind of slow and easy going, but it's really a great song. When Fall Comes to New England, Cheryl Wilson. Wheeler.
When fall comes to New England, the sun slants in so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are sharp with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. And in the blue sky overhead, the northern geese fly south instead, and leaves our Irish setter red. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England, and the wind blows off the sea, swallows fly in a perfect sky, and the world was meant to be. When the acorns line the walkways, then winter can't be far. From yellow leaves, a blue jay calls. Grandmothers walk out in their shawls, and chipmunks run the old stone walls. When fall comes to New England.
Yeah, when fall comes to New England. And you know what? We experience a lot of that right here in Mississippi. I mean, it does seem sometimes that we go right from summer to winter around here without much of a fall. But still, fall exists from time to time, and we do have the trees turn color from, you know, where I live at my house. I look out in the back, and I see my backyard, large oak trees, and then there's a huge ditch, and then there's nothing but absolutely woods back there. I love watching just the trees doing all the changes and all the things. It's beautiful. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes around at this time of year, it's just great. It really is great. Everything's good. Football.
I like it. It's cooler, too.
Football plays.
Yeah, it's football. It gets cooler, and you can go outside, and you don't have mosquitoes. And you're not a little sappy as soon as you get out of the shower.
It's. I like it a lot. Well, what you got up your sleeve today, Lance?
I want to do a little something different. I'm a big Warren Zevon fan.
Oh, yeah, I am too.
Werewolves of London's always been, I mean, I I'd probably say since the 80s, I've always loved the song, and I love all the different renditions of it.
Right.
Widespread Panic does a great cover. Back, if you're interested, the early years of Widespread, 1989, I believe they're in Macon, Georgia.
It's
very rough, but it's a great first look. Now, I didn't use Widespread today because there's a guy that pulled off this amazing feat before they did.
Yeah.
And his name is Jerry Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jerry Garcia Band does a great rendition of Werewolves of London. And,
oh, wow, really?
So I wanted to play that one for us today
and
see what you think. Let me get it all ready to roll here. Anytime you hear Werewolves of London, it kind of wants, you kind of want to howl at the moon. And we're getting, coming into the Halloween months.
Yeah.
Yeah, get kind of ready to go.
And
that's one of the fun things. And I will say, Widespread Panic does a great job on their Halloween shows.
Sure.
They always play that.
Yeah.
And it's always a little different. And so there's so many versions, but it's just one of mine. I just picked a random Pure Jerry. Because they're all a little different.
Well, anything by Grateful Dead or by Jerry Garcia is always just kind of, there's something special about that that really is. Yeah. But I wanted to add a little bit about Warren Zevon. Of course, he passed away from some sort of cancer not too long ago. But he has so many great songs besides Werewolf of London. And most people think of Warren Zevon, they think of Werewolves of London, and that's the first thing that comes to their mind.
Lawyers, Guns, but and Money is hard to beat.
Really, Lawyers and Guns and Money is very hard to beat. There's some so good songs, particularly his earlier albums were like Machine Gun Johnny. Oh, man.
And I really love the, you know, the most that do the Werewolves cover will have either an organ or they play very heavy on the piano.
Right.
You know, you got to honor the man, the master, the legend. And so nobody's cut it out. You know, I love the fact that you got to keep the, you know, that backbone of that song in there.
You have to.
And then
do.
You got to howl.
Yeah.
You got to howl.
You got to howl. And well, every full moon, I have a younger sister who passed away a while ago. But at any rate, every full moon she's going,
I love howling at the moon.
She's like insane. I do it now to honor her. It's kind of a weird kind of situation. All right, let's move ahead. Robert Cray, great, great artist. He has a wonderful, wonderful play. He's a wonderful guitar player, a great, great vocalist, had many, many, many hits, has won many awards, has played with Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker, as well as Eric Clapton and many of the contemporaries, but he has been around a long time. Robert Cray is just an amazing entertainer and player. So let's listen to Smoking Gun from Robert Cray.
When I call
And the men can play guitar. I like listening to Robert Gray. Great, great artist. Well, for 2 years, maybe longer, I've been listening to a girl from Norway called Tora. And to find her on YouTube, you go look up Tora D-A-A. Her last name is beyond pronunciation for me. It's a Della Argar or something like that, but it's Tora D-A-A, and she is a absolute phenomenal guitar player. I mean, better than average. She really is a great guitar player, and again, she sits at home a lot in her chair and does a lot of just guitar playing by itself, but she has many studio albums, is a big star in Europe, and really does a great thing in Europe as far as many people know who she is. In the United States, hardly anybody knows who Tora is, but let's listen to Tora. She does a little bit of Along the Watchtower. Tora, D-E-A.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. Well, I can't get no relief, though. Well, businessmen, nobody, I bet it's worth. You better play it, mama.
I wish we had time.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event. So make it your best summer ever with Ford. Now is the best time to get the best deals on a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, like the Ford Explorer, the Ford Bronco family, Ford F-Series, and the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning. These are the deals you've been waiting for, so don't wait. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event at your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hey, this is Bob.
that's just the way it is. Don't you believe him? That's true. Don't believe him, because
you can make your own way.
Yeah, yeah. And things are going to change real quickly. Real quickly. All right. Good comment. Somebody wrote a comment on the text line asking if Lance ever took a day off, which I don't think he does.
Got to make that money. I ain't getting no younger. So
he does take
a day. Give me an opportunity to make a dime, I'm going to.
He loves what he does.
Oh, yeah, of course. I wouldn't do this if I didn't love it.
It's like me being here. It's like, Is this a job? No, I enjoyed it. I dig it.
As they say, if you love what you do, then you know, it's never really a day of work that you have to worry about. And the only thing I really worry about, honestly, in this job, you deal with so many personalities and so many, you know, wonderful people. The only thing that ever makes me worry is technology, making sure that things work. Because, man, they're going to let you know about it. Everybody lets you know something doesn't work. You know?
Nobody pays attention to you until you screw up.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If something fries, it's on you. You had nothing to do with it. It's and that's great. You got to, you know, somebody has to. The buck's got to stop somewhere. And you know, and when you're on air, they assume you. That's where the buck stops. And hey, I get it. And so anytime there's something that happens, you know, I'm so happy we have such a great audience because they've got comfortable letting me know. Hey, man, that ain't right. You know, so thank you.
The same thing is true with sound people. I used to run sound at church, and plus I was been a producer before. But those are the people who really get nailed when things go wrong.
And you know, when you're doing trivia and facts and sports and you get one wrong, you're going to be told. And, you know, you've got to have, you know, very thick skin. And I've learned probably that more with some of the lessons you learn, or to be a little thicker skin. Don't take things so personal.
Let it roll off.
You're going to mess up and people are going to bust you up a little bit. And they're having fun with you. And, you know, so there's a lot of great give and take there.
Can you help being human?
Oh no! I mean, you know, I make so many mistakes. I wonder if at times I ever get it right. You know, but when you do get it right, and you know, it's like in this job or anything, you really want to be a perfectionist.
Yeah.
But there's also a reality.
Yeah.
You know, you got to deal with reality sometimes. So.
Well, a lot of perfectionists have trouble dealing with reality. Yeah. A lot of perfectionists do, and that's their downfall. But many times, and it's great to be a perfectionist, but with a touch of reality, it really helps a whole lot. And that holds true in remodeling as well. You know, being a perfectionist is really going overboard. You have to lace it with a little bit of reality and say it's not practical to do that, and then don't do it. That's very, very, very important. Handyman stuff. Most leaking in plumbing, which is coming like from faucets or toilets or tubs or showers or whatnot, are do-it-yourself type fixed situations. And the faucets can be repaired with either diaphragms and springs or washers. The toilet can be repaired with new flappers, new toilet flappers, or new feed lines, or new guts inside the toilet. There's so many things that a do-it-yourselfer can do, and there's so much good information available to you to follow step by step how things are going, and tell you exactly how a project should be accomplished. And by watching these videos, you can just about do anything around your house that you have a notion to do. You have to have the can-do attitude. And if you have that, and you go at a project, and you have the right equipment and the right directions, and that can come from a video, the right directions, hey, you can do just about anything. And do-it-yourselfer is it's a term that's used for people who want to do work around their own property themselves. And it's the more they learn, the better off they are. Well, Build Mississippi, a great corporation, great organization that really is really bent on getting the state involved in the construction industry, in the industrial industry, and working with their hands and understanding that they can really provide a great living for themselves and their family if they really dedicate themselves to a particular subject. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about, whether it's in some of their training facilities. And I think at this point they have two, one in Pearl, which is very, very huge. I go by it there a lot, and a cement truck with their name on it. And there's telephone poles that are down low that people can work on. There's also, they can work on HVAC units. You can learn how to be a welder. You can learn many, many, many different things, as well as get all of the good advice you'll ever need as far as what's available in trade schools, and they can help you so much. You go to buildmississippi.com, check them out, and you'll be happy you did. Great, great organization, and they really, really care about your wants and your needs, and that's important. We left, and I just want to mention it quickly again. We left before the music segment talking about pine straw and a buildup on the valley of your roof, how it's really not good for your roof shingles, whether they're asphalt shingles or even if you have a metal roof. That buildup all the time creates all sorts of, leaves moisture up there, leaves, if it's pine straw, it can turn into like turpentine and really do some some damage to your shingles. So get that stuff and remove it. Hopefully you can do it with a hose. Maybe you don't have to get up there and do that. I hope you don't, because if you do, it's dangerous up there.
Yeah, pine straw buildup on a shingle roof is not a thatched roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just pine straw on a shingle roof.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, that's not a thatch. That's not meant to look like that. Yeah. Get that stuff off. We're not living in New England or England here yet.
There's a building in New England called the Christmas Tree Shop that has a thatched roof on it.
That is the coolest thing.
And it is. It's a big, big, big building, and the whole roof is all thatched, and it's great, great looking. And they repair it from time to time because the thatched roof.
They're very durable, ironically.
Unbelievably durable.
But it's amazing once, you know, plants or wood get that almost petrified.
Right.
They dry out and they get hard. I mean, try to chainsaw through, you know, a hard piece of pine that has been cooked, or oak. I mean, you go through 8 blade sharpenings just to get through a big chunk. So that's where those thatches are. Once they get hard like that, you know, and then they pack and pack and pack. I've always wanted to watch somebody do that.
Yeah, me too.
I've never it's done, because I mean, it's layer after layer after layer to get that thickness, and then they clip it, you know, and it looks so manicured. I mean,
it's so amazing that here in the States it takes like a special craftsman to do that kind of thing.
I'm curious if any of our listeners out there have like a second home or a shop or something.
Send us a picture, man.
I'm absolutely blown away with thatched roofs. Not that I'll ever do it, but it's so cool.
I mean, send us a picture, man. We want to see it.
That cabin the guy built, and I keep it up, you know, just in case. But the one that the gentleman made out of the pine logs that we had up.
Sure.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Whatever you guys are doing out there, we want to see it.
We do want to see it. It's just, so the pine straw is really, but Lance brought up a good point. It's not a thatched roof.
It's not a thatched roof.
And
that will tear up your shingles.
It will tear up your heartbeat.
Go up here and look at it, and like Buddy said, you get in the valley of your roof after it's been sitting there for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. And this time of year is when it's going to happen more than ever. Mm-hmm.
And just get that stuff out of there.
And if you are going on your roof, make sure you have rubber sole shoes on, and take all the precautions, and don't ever go up on a wet roof. It's just not safe. And be careful. Using a ladder.
And a safety harness.
You know that ladders are dangerous. I talk about that, how dangerous ladders are. They are always, always dangerous. And all right. I want to talk a little bit about generators, electric generators. I mean, this season, a lot of people have been using generators because there's been some power outages, more so on near the ocean, near the coast, than it has been up here. But still, there's been a lot of power lost. And there will be, before the year is over, power lost in a lot of different places, and people will be using generators more and more. Well, I have a couple of things to say about the danger of generators. I think it's understated. I think that a good generator is one that is done, that's hooked up directly to your propane tank and is totally covered and won't ever let fumes or carbon monoxide into your home and is hooked up by a professional that way. That's the best kind of generator to have. Now, a lot of people have older generators that maybe sit in racks and maybe have to have fuel put in them regularly, a gas generator or something like that. And that's a dangerous, dangerous tool. One, the biggest danger is carbon monoxide. You can poison. So many people have died because of carbon monoxide poisoning because of generator misuse. The older generators are worse than the newer generators. The newer generators are better. But still, anytime you use a generator, it should be kept outside, away from doors, windows, and vents. Should have at least 3 to 4 feet clearance on each side, including the top, so it can breathe properly. And don't ever let it get wet. Electrocution be unbelievable. Generators can put out a lot of power, and they can be a very good thing. But caution must be applied when using them. And I think if you talk to any fire department about generators, and they need to know if you have a generator in your home when they're going to put a fire out, because if that's feeding electricity into your home while a fire is going on, wow, and the firemen need to know that. They need to know that all the power is shut off, including the generator. So generators, yeah, more and more people are using them, but spend a little more and get a better one. Get one that isn't going to create a problem for you. The second thing about that that's so important is the carbon monoxide detector alarm. Do you have one in your house? If you don't have one, get one. Today would be a good day to get one. Don't wait. Get a carbon monoxide detector. Put it in your house. And have one in there. Even if you don't have a generator, but you have gas heat and gas water heater, hey, a carbon monoxide generator, a carbon monoxide alarm is what you need. Check the batteries on it. Check it at least once a year. And during this month of October, all of your alarms, your fire alarm, your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide alarm, should all be tested and checked. And they should be checked on a regular basis to make sure they're working properly. So generators, yes. Very, very, very helpful. But there is some danger involved in using them, and I just wanted to bring that to the attention of a few of our listeners, too. For those who have generators and those who are thinking about maybe getting one. So, hey, check it out. All right. Windows. So I always like to talk about windows because I end up doing a lot of windows myself. But what I'm beginning to find lately is windows nowadays, because they have improved so very much and are so energy efficient nowadays, are much, much more expensive than what they ever used to be. I mean, incredibly more expensive. So if you have a window and you look at it and it needs some work done to it, most windows can be repaired on site as long as they are in pretty good shape. In other words, if you have fogging glass on your insulated glass, well, that can be replaced. That can be replaced for sure. If you have broken glass, that can be replaced. If you have single pane glass, well, to that you can add film from a company like MGT has window film, which can do everything from improve your energy efficiency to add strength to your window so your window won't shatter during a disaster. Many different things can improve the quality of your window, including caulking. Caulking around the edges of windows can stop so much. Thomas from Family Termite was talking about that earlier, about how important it is to keep all the cracks and crevices that come into your home safe from all of the air and insects and all of that that can get into your home. So caulk is important too. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. We'll take a short break. Be right back. Don't you go away.
We all have hard time, but we'll find something to do.
your weather, and your sports all in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story all in one place. Supertalk.fm.
For over 100 years, Mississippi Land Bank has been one of the premier lenders for land in the northern 32 counties of Mississippi. For more info, visit mslandbank.com.
Now showing Taylor Swift Through the Eras at Grammy Museum, Mississippi. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi. Celebrate Swift's 18-year career from her self-titled debut album through her most recent release, The Tortured Poets Department. This new exhibit showcases costumes, instruments, and much, much more. You don't want to miss Swift's 11 eras. This is an exhibit for the entire family to enjoy. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Experience
your love. I don't want your car, baby. I want you. Oh, I don't want your money. I want your love. I don't want your car. I want your love. I want your love. I don't want your books. I'm married, little Bobby G. When I don't want your records, your pictures, or anything, I want your funky love. I don't want your money, I want your love. Oh, I don't want your stars, I want your
I like it. Last, who is that? Come on. I'm lost. I know who it is, but I can't call it right.
Transvision.
Whoa.
Transvision or Transvision. What's her name? Debbie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Beautiful of the 80s, yeah. 90s. Yeah.
I can't call her name either.
Transvision Vamp is the name of the band. Yeah.
Right.
Pop band, obviously. And then, what was her name? Wendy James. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was saying David. Wendy James, man. She was amazing.
She was amazing.
And I got another one, too. I'm trying to remember which one it is. Baby, I Don't Care. Oh, it's good.
I don't guess I should say what I had a yard manager. He was in the Navy. He was a Navy SEAL and all that kind of things. But he called. He had named her as well. I don't guess I should say that.
She's amazing. And then you got Wendy James, and there was Christian Sayer, created the band in '86.
Sure,
so put out some pretty good hits there that nobody really. Nobody knows about them these days, but boy, you're talking about a female musician that could cut it up and jam. Get it on.
Really.
You don't know Transvision Vamp. You can go out and listen to them, guys. I think you'll find some good stuff.
Yeah, you will for sure. All right. Also, a comment on our music segment from one of my friends, Alvin, said, "You're digging deep, and I like it." Yeah, we were digging deep.
Like I said, if we dig any deeper, we might hit China.
Yeah, there might be some guitar player in China.
You might hear like a sitar. I'm coming,
What we should do this time of year? It's really getting to be the time of year where we can shut off our AC units and open the windows and doors in the house and let the air out. Now, of course, if we open the doors, we'll need screens on them. And they do make screens for patio doors, which are they stick up by Velcro and they work very well. But screens and open windows can really help a lot, because it's just a fact that indoor air is more polluted than outdoor air, and our air conditioners do a lot of, they actually recirculate the air that's in our house over and over again, and we don't end up breathing anything but recirculated air. So when we open our windows, we can just let the whole house air out. It helps so very much in making your house fresh and so. Now, I don't know if the weather's going to permit that today or not, but the days are definitely on the way coming where we'll be able to open the windows all day long.
A thought in that line, if you're going to be out in the weather cleaning your car, a blower works great.
Yeah.
I love a blower in a car.
Yeah.
I've even taken the blower in the house.
Yeah.
Open the doors and windows and take the blower.
I have too.
Is that wrong of me to do?
But I don't think we're supposed to tell anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's a battery powered one. I'm not running gasoline in the house or anything. But yeah, I mean, that's a great little trick. I'm being honest here.
It cleans the floor good.
Boy, it does a great job. Yeah.
The blower.
As we said, you know, these tools, you got to find the best use for them.
I mean, you've got to give Lance and I a break. We're just we're kind of guys to kind of keep the house clean. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, it's two dudes here, you know, that are thinking the same way. Like, what? I got a power tool for this, right? I don't want to go turn that vacuum on. No, just blow it
blow
out.
Blow it out, man. That's how you got the doors and window open. Blow the sucker out. It'll help it a lot. All right.
So if y'all have some funny stuff, too, we like bloopers. You know, you've got some funny stories about things you've used to do stuff that's non-traditional. We're all ears.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my funny stories is like I have an electric blower, and I'll set it down sometimes, and I won't realize that it's on and go plug it in, and the thing will spin around.
Oh, I love that, yeah. I have one at Deer Camp. It's real lightweight. It spins right on. You can't even read whether it's on or off. The switch is kind of worn out. And then you go plug it in, and the thing starts doing a helicopter on you. Yeah, oh, well. It'll wrap up about 100 foot of cord in just a second. I'd like to figure that one out. Like taking 100 foot of extension cord, hooking it to the blower sitting on the ground, and will it spin it up for me?
Perfectly.
So I don't have to do this.
That's correct.
Yeah, just put like a little centerpiece that's round and let it just wrap it up for
because
me.
Because a 100 foot extension cord. Like, I mean, they make things to collect them and all, but still, not the perfect way of doing that just yet.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, me too.
You got any tricks? Throw it over the shoulder arm thing after about 5 minutes. You're like, man, this thing's multiplying.
That won't work on short. It only works on short extension cords, real short extension cords. Oh, well. Hey, let me tell you about Revel Hardware Store. Revel Ace Hardware, best hardware store in the state. That customer service is what they really, really, really dwell on. And I go to Revel a lot. They really have all the equipment you'll ever need. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store, open 6 days a week. Many stores here in the central Mississippi area. And all of the personnel that work in there pretty much know their stuff. If they run into a case where they can't help you with something, there'll be an associate in the store that can, and they will help you. You'll get the tools you'll need, and you'll be out of there in no time. Revel Ace Hardware, great hardware store. I really think you should go see your Revel Ace Hardware store and buy the items you need to buy. Very competitive price-wise with big box home centers, and they have all the equipment you'll ever need. Plus, in Pearl, their Power Outdoor Equipment Center, right next to the Revel Ace Hardware Store. Huge building, tons and tons of zero-turn mowers of every type, Gravely and steel blowers and steel chain. You name it, they have it. Revel Ace Hardware, good guys in the hardware business, good people in the hardware business. Proud to have them as a sponsor of this show.
Yes, definitely. And Marty from Tupelo lets us know that he has actually used his drill and a mixer beater to mix a smoothie. So, yeah, I love it, man. That's the way you do it. Industrial size.
You know. Who needs a blender?
Why do you have a blender? Right, you already have this stuff in
you
your toolbox.
You have a drill, and you already have that thing.
You got a bucket, you got a drill. And
you got that thing that mixes paint.
Your paint mixer. I mean, exactly. Why do you need a blender?
What do you need a blender for?
It's just extra stuff you don't need.
You need a blender because otherwise your wife would kick you out.
So that's what you know.
Needs a blender. You don't.
The amazing women in our lives keep us in line, right? And you know, my problem is I don't have that. You know, so it's just it's dogs and me
baby. Either any longer. I think me either any longer. And for somehow or reason or other, I keep in line a little better nowadays, and I can't explain that. Yeah. I refuse to get involved in that.
It's too much stuff.
No, I don't do marriage counseling. Yeah. I am not the person for that.
I'm not a good listener in that kind of stuff. Somebody tells me that you're wrong, I'm probably going to just say, no, I'm not. You know, now in this business, that's one thing, but when you get into relationships, we're never wrong. You know, we're always right. It's hard to put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
It is very hard to put yourself in somebody
else's shoes. It is a challenge. It's something that I try to work on, but again, when, you know, I feel like I'm right most of the time.
Yeah.
And, so maybe that's why I'm single.
Well,
that might be.
There's a lot to be said for that because being single, you get to do what you want to do when you want to do. do it, and there's nobody to tell you that this is not the time to do that.
Or how to do it.
Or how to do it.
You've learned that on your own, don't you?
I'll go home and do a little grocery shop, and then I'll go watch some football. I'll be happy to do that. Yeah. But nobody's going to tell me I can't.
Well, and you got to like your own company, too. Yeah. You know, I find myself kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
Not that I'm in love with me, but I don't have a problem with being alone. It doesn't bother me a bit. I love it, actually. It's nice.
It doesn't scare you when I look in the mirror?
Well, that does. My mirrors are fogged up, so just enough for me to comb over this mess on the top of my head.
I got you. Well, hey, you've been listening to 2 hours of nonsense on the Handyman Show. We'll try and bring more substance to the show next week, but we'll have to wait till then. Hey, thank you for listening to Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's Handyman, here each and every Saturday from 10 to 12. Join us at Super Talk. Hey, talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
The third annual Fondren Bottle Tree Garden Tour is October 5th and 6th. We'll show off a wide variety of garden designs from formal to freeform, with every plant category thriving in our historic neighborhood. We're home to amazing artists and monster musicians, plus great food and shopping. Please visit FondrenGardenTour.com for tickets and more information. And join me, Garden Mama, at Fondren Yard on Saturday, October 5th at 8 a.m. for the Garden Mama Show, live in Fondren, right in the heart of Jackson.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.